Moncrief on News Talk.
We are joined once again by Declan Buckley and next year's contender for Dancing with the Stars champion, Barbara Scully.
Yes.
That
would be my idea of absolute hell.
Would it?
Oh, I can't. Bless me. I used to think I could dance when I was young. And then I think was it our wedding or Carla's 21st? And I remember somebody took video and I looked at it and I went, oh, holy God, I can't
That's
dance
what I
at
look
all.
Like.
This is what I look like dancing. It's awful.
You know, if you ever see like videos or images of people, the way that we used to dance in discos back in the 80s and the 90s, and it's... Kids don't do that anymore.
If I thought it was just that, I could have lived with that, like the fashion, but no, it wasn't that. I didn't look anything like as kind
what
of
you thought you were doing.
Graceful as I thought I was, or sexy, or anything like
the
that.
The amount of time it takes
awful.
For the thought of what you're going to do to get to the fingertips. The line actually doesn't have time to complete.
No, it was terrible.
Speaking of dancing, I found out my husband went to a strip club on his brother's stag a few weekends ago, and I've barely spoken to him since I discovered this information. What makes it worse is my husband was one of the stag organisers. We're in our 40s, we've young children, I just feel so betrayed. I can't understand how he thinks it is an acceptable thing to do and that I would allow it. I understand boys will be boys, but he needs to start acting like a man in his 40s with responsibilities and be mature. He tried to hide it from me, which makes me question how many secrets he's kept over the years, especially because I only found out because my sister-in-law-to-be mentioned it. He has made me feel like I'm overreacting, but I believe there are some lines that should never be crossed and I feel so disrespected. Am I making too big a deal of it, or I'm entitled to be angry?
This was really interesting, actually, letter, because I read it first and then I read it a few times and it took me a while to kind of formulate what I thought about the whole thing.
Right.
Because, I mean, my initial reaction is, I wouldn't be too kind of keen on strip clubs either, mainly from the point of view that I'm not. I would worry that perhaps some of the women who work there aren't doing so of their own kind of free will and choice, whether it's because of poverty or other reasons.
Little girl dreams of growing up to be a stripper.
That would always make me feel a bit tense about all of that. But that's not the problem here, I don't think. The problem here is the secrecy, is the fact that the husband was a bit snaky about what he did and he didn't tell his wife. And he didn't tell his wife because he knew she wouldn't approve
100%.
And she would give him grief about it. So I think that's the issue. And because... because he did that, there's like this breach of trust and deceit, which isn't great in a committed long-term relationship. I mean, the stuff that she says about not giving him permission and about him acting his age and being responsible is just silly. He doesn't need her permission to do anything. But a committed relationship works on trust and on transparency. And that's what has been breached here. So him not coming clean about the fact that he was organising or going to the strip club is what the problem is. It also makes me think that maybe he's not entirely convinced it was a great idea either, because you would imagine if he thought he can defend it, he would have told her. So what I would say to this woman is, you have a problem, not one that's insurmountable and not one that's about the strip club as such. It's one about the fact that your husband wasn't open and honest with you about something he knew you wouldn't be happy about. So I think that she needs to understand that he doesn't need her approval or permission to do anything. But that trust is really important in a relationship, and that'll take a while to rebuild, and it's going to involve conversations. But she needs to get out of her head the thing that he needs her permission or approval to do things, because he doesn't.
Well, he does, though, really, in the sense that, but if he told her we're going to go to a strip club, she would have shot that one down immediately.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, is if he wants to go to a strip club, he needs to be able to defend it. Do you know what I mean? If he says, OK, I'm going to do this, I know my wife's not going to be happy, but at least be open and honest about why you're doing it and why you think it's a good idea. Fact is, I don't think perhaps he could defend it, and that's also why he didn't tell her.
Yeah, it could have been. Now, it could have been, if he was one of the organisers, it could have been it was a stag and there was a general expectation they had to do something like that.
Yeah, he said, I'm a bit out of touch with that kind of malarkey, so I'm not sure.
That's kind of central to the whole thing, isn't it? The expectation
maybe.
A stag has to have this thing.
Do they anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they do them. They go abroad now.
I imagine it wasn't here,
They go off to Eastern Europe pretending it's for like some cultural experience.
Oh, I'm several. I'll give you some addresses when I'm finished. I don't think so. I don't know.
You're a man of the word. You just know from hearsay. Yeah. Like,
for strip clubs.
Yeah, are we strip clubs in Dublin?
Yeah, I think there are. There used to be one there at the bottom of George Street.
Street.
I don't think it's there anymore. And look, again, isn't it interesting, though, that in the complaint here, there's an appreciation or whatever, an accommodation for boys being boys. But then these boys who are allowed to engage in whatever this is have to then become men who basically disavow the stuff that they've been doing when they're younger in order to accommodate individual women who need to be respected. It's kind of a weird thinking. I don't know why she's the one who needs to be respected.
Hang on, run that past me again
now. She's cross because she feels that she personally was disrespected.
Okay.
And not the fact that what you mentioned earlier on, the word institutional kind of disrespect that might be, you know, enmeshed in the idea of a strip club and a kind of and that kind of, you know, sex work adjacent kind of scenario. That you go, like, what are you saying? And also this kind of this idea that the husband here is lying about everything because he's doing something that it would have been okay when he was younger. I just get that. I just feel there's a sort of a worldview from this letter writer that's a bit kind of
skewed.
It's a bit muddy.
Yeah,
it's a bit muddy, and that's exactly the problem. The problem is that you're either against it in every way, or you're commentating it in every way.
The other thing that's interesting, and it's just striking me as you're talking, I wonder, would it be different if the roles were reversed? If her and her girlfriends were going to go and see a bunch of male strippers, you know. There seems to be more of a tolerance for that in some way.
Yes,
and I know people who organise these kind of brunches for, you know, girlos that are out on their mad brunches out. And
sorry, where are these brunches? Where are these brunches exactly?
They're out now. But, when people will say, anybody who does that kind of stuff will say, these people, you know, give Sandra and Chloe a couple of glasses of Prosecco and they are animals. So the reality of it is that you go, you know, again, it's about give somebody the space in which to show that side of themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters whether it's a guy or a man. Maybe there's more examples of the guys being kind of.
But do you not think the fact that he didn't tell her, if he's going to do it, surely he should have told her, even if she's not going to like it? I think it would have been less of a problem, even if they'd had a big row about it.
I think he decided that if she didn't know it happened,
well,
she'd be better off.
That's very silly when it's like her sister-in-law
But
like,
she kind of is acting like she doesn't really want to know about it anyway. She doesn't have a moral position on it except when it's her own husband and she feels that she's being disrespected because he's off doing whatever else. And I think that's the problem for her. She doesn't really have as much of a ground to stand on as she thinks she does. And so therefore, you go, all that he really did was, and again, we've already mentioned this, it seems to be a kind of a conventional thing that they do on stag things. So he's going on a stag and they're kind of doing this thing and all the lads do it and they're all fine. The bride-to-be or whoever this other person that told her knew about it and there's not, you know, a fallout from that apparently. So she's the only one with the problem in that respect. And it's not because of the idea of strip clubs.
It's
the idea that her husband's been disrespecting her and therefore he's obviously like a big basket
and
of secrets.
And do you not think the secrecy thing is an issue then?
No, I do, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's a sort of a, you know, I think that there's more and more knowing thing going on with her husband than she's acknowledging. That he's going, it's just better not to let her have her say in this whole thing.
Because he's got no guts.
Yeah. Well, I know, but she's kind of what else is he lying about?
It's all very dramatic.
It's not a thing that particularly impacts directly their relationship. Unless he, like, went home with a sex worker or something when he was there.
That
would be.
Children, if they daughters, I would be rightly annoyed.
Sure, yeah.
If it was common knowledge that this is what Daddy and all the uncles were doing, or sons, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but there you go. You're coming back to the idea of it rather than the personal kind of betrayal. This is the idea of it. That's where it's muddy for me.
Yeah.
I'm going, you either think it's a really bad idea and therefore that should be a value that you have, in which case you have every right to have a conversation about your partner, about these are the values of our relationship.
Yeah.
And it's not about secrecy. It's about your worldview and what you think about things rather than, I don't see it as a betrayal, other than I see it as a two people have different perspectives of the world.
Yeah, but he knew what her perspective was.
Oh, yeah, of course he did, 100%.
Yeah. I think part of her perspective like is not wanting to know.
He wandered into this blindly and just thought, I'm not going to say it, just in case. He knew full well.
Yeah, and what a lot of the texts are saying, the way your woman reacts to your husband's strip club visit, now we know why you didn't tell her, why upset her.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying.
It's a stag do. What happens on tour stays on tour. Oh, yes, cliche is always a good defence. No stag do is ever booked with permission from the wives. Yes, he should have been honest, but maybe her reaction is the exact reason he kept it from her. Here we have the age-old adage of it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, true.
Someone else says, I think there's a big difference between your husband being part of a group that goes to a club as part of a stag, or if he got a private dance, etc. I'd be livid if he got a private dance. Pure betrayal. There's a person who seems to know a lot about the technicalities of all these things.
That's people who've been inside. Yeah. They know. They've seen the seen the menu.
They know all about it.
More qualified than us to answer
What are we saying to her? What should she do? She's obviously still livid about this.
I would have thought, you know, the usual thing is she needs to explain to him why she's angry about it. But again, that brings up then exactly what Declan said. Why is she angry about it? And I don't think she knows why she's angry about it.
She believes on some level that her husband has to act in a way that's above boys being boys and everything else that men are allowed to do in the world that she's perfectly complicit with.
Yeah.
Except in the instance when she feels she personally has been betrayed. And I just think that's, you know, because he can just say to you, well, what do you want me to do?
Not go.
And not participate in the world.
I'll stand outside here and...
We haven't been much help there.
Yeah. No, I suppose not. No, but... I suppose there's a lot of worse things he could have done. It's not like it's forgivable, but it's almost like she seems to be saying, because once he went in a stag to a strip club, that this has opened up a vista. His head split open and he's a completely different person.
Her own view of her husband has possibly changed, and that is something that's worth taking seriously. And maybe she does need to have conversations with him about what he thinks.
She also maybe does need to look at the fact, as some of the texters have said, is that is he so intimidated that he wouldn't share with her? Do you know what I mean? Because that's always not a great idea either, do you know? Mm. That maybe she needs to just explain rationally why she has a problem with strip clubs, if she knows that she has a problem with strip clubs, and leave it at that. Do you know what I mean?
Caroline says, I suspect some of this is her insecurity at him looking at younger, prettier women. I'd feel the same, but the reaction is a bit over the top.
Yeah. Hmm.
But, you know, there are younger, prettier women
everywhere.
In Spar.
Everywhere. Yeah. Walking down the street.
You know what I mean? You know, exactly, come on. That's not really what it's about.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a guy for the last few months, and just recently we made it official. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
I have a big group of friends and we get together pretty regularly in pubs. It usually consists of my friends and their significant others. It's normal in our group for the girls to be left alone to chat while the boys hang out and natter on about sport or whatever it is men talk about. The first time I brought my boyfriend along, he kind of clung to me, which I didn't mind as it was his first time meeting all my friends and their partners. But since then, we've hung out 5 or 6 times with the group and he has stuck with me every time. I know it's bothering the other girls in the group because they feel like they can't chat freely with a fella there listening in. I feel bad for my boyfriend as he's not into sport, so I think he finds it hard to bond with the lads. But I have to admit he's starting to cramp my style a bit when we're out. I love him to bits, but I need my space and time with my friends alone. How should I approach this?
Get back in your time machine and go back to the 1950s.
Really, annoys me, this stuff. Yeah. These are the gender essentialists who kind of go, this is what boys do and this is what girls do, and they can't be friends and they can't have conversations about stuff other than the kind of pre-assigned topics that were given to them by God. And it's just, you know, and you know, when I say like that, you realize how stupid it is. Okay, fine. Maybe there are a certain kind of people and that's what they want to do, and they want to be in a corner having a good old bitch about whoever it is, and that's very bonding and it's loads of fun. I'm not judging it. I get it. But that only can happen when circumstances arise to permit it. And sometimes because of the wider group that now exists, that's not possible anymore. Mm. So for somebody to be annoyed because they haven't got their, you know, constitutional right to have an old bitch, you know, they're in the wrong. And your boyfriend is actually in the right because he's now been brought into the group by you. And he's there not as a gender. He's there as a person. And his person includes his proclivities, his interests, and he's also, latent dislike for the blokes that are sitting at the other table. Or even to be fairer, he's not entirely comfortable with them yet. That could be just his own kind of personality, that he's not there yet. I've been in that situation loads of times where you just have to get used to who you are. And I'm quite outgoing, but I do sometimes need to be beside my partner so we know that I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I want to enjoy the space that I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'm not there as a
entertainer
or a gender or whatever it is. I'm there to kind of just be there. And if it doesn't work for me, then I won't go the next time. Because if I find that the environment or the way in which the setup is not conducive to me personally being comfortable, then I won't go the next time. And this is what the boyfriend will then probably decide to do. How would she feel if he said, well, if I'm going to be forced to pretend to be somebody else and sit over there with the guys talking about Arsenal or whatever, how about I just don't come at all?
Yeah.
And then she'd be embarrassed, go, my boyfriend's off, at a strip club in Latvia, and then, there you go.
Well, that's what they're talking about. This guy should have married the first woman.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I got very, this letter really annoyed me for exactly the same reason, because I just thought, you know what? I didn't think that was still a thing, and I've been at events where that happens, and it's very, very annoying.
Mm.
And it's, the world would be so much a better place if that didn't happen. And that if you said, as men could be whatever way they wanted to be, and equally that a woman could be whatever way they want to be. You know, because sometimes you find if you're the only woman and you end up having a conversation with all the lads, whether it's because you're into football or not, or you're just enjoying the banter, that you're kind of seen with a lot of suspicion as well. Do you know, like, what's she doing over there with all our chaps?
Bit, isn't it? Keep
so
them away.
It's awful. So, you know, she's just perpetuating this nonsense. And I mean, you know, I think if you, I totally get the fact that you want to spend time with your girlfriends and talk about, you know, have the freedom to talk about whatever you want. Then just meet the girlfriends. Just say we're having a girls' night and we're going out for dinner or drinks or whatever you're doing, and just go with the girls. But if you're going out in mixed company and then segregating, what's the point into the lads over there and the women over here? That just melts my brain.
And for me personally, as a gay person, you know, often that kind of dichotomy, that really
rigid
binary, has been like, it's been uncomfortable, if not like exclusionary for me over the years. And even I have, like, both myself and my husband would have really good female friends who they're our friend, their husband or partner is like, not irrelevant, but they're not the genesis of my
relationship
being
there with them.
So it's kind of outrageous then.
That you're forced into,
you know, sent to the billiard room to have a brandy with these guys. Like, for God's sake.
It is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe it says something about the relationship this group have anyway, that they can only seem to meet up with each other in a group, and it has to then it has to split up
into separates.
But I don't
think that's that uncommon. I don't think it's that uncommon. I've been out in
particularly at a time
of
life. You know, you can be at that stage where you don't get to go out that often.
Yeah,
so you do.
Maybe. So you do.
Everybody gets wind.
You know,
you're all going down the pub, so everybody shows up. And, you know, the big group thing is wonderful and great. And I wouldn't criticise them for the way in which they get together. But I do think that being really set in the way, I do believe that this woman who wrote this letter in does need to kind of verbalise the thing to her partner to say that, oh, not in I have a problem with you, but like, oh, I think sometimes when, you know, Roisin is there, that Roisin wants to have a good old bitch about whatever.
Yeah, but then Roisin should be going out with the girls on their own. Like, the point is, if you're going out in a mixed group, then you can't expect to have the kind of...
Yeah. What I meant was is that if the only way in which it's happening... She could say to her partner, go, just so you're aware. Because if he's aware of it...
Oh, but that's not fair on him, because that puts pressure on him then to disappear if Roisin starts...
He might do it then. He might actually go, oh, I never thought about that. It could be quite basic for him. Then he goes, oh, okay. And I'll go over and I'll chat with the lads for 20 minutes when I'm coming back. Because
the lads are boring.
I can't be talking about the Premiership for another 2 hours.
And again, this whole thing, you know, that all men are into sport and all women aren't. And all women are into talking about, I don't know, makeup or something, and men aren't. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Some of us can do it all.
Some of you can do it all.
Why would anyone choose to drink with a load of lads that don't know over his girlfriend? Another text that says, don't make him come. I guess he'd rather be with his friends and not with hers. Boys can be weirdly cliquey sometimes. Someone might have a history or a crush on the girl, so they make it awkward and intentionally, and the vibes are off. I agree, though. Her friends need to get over a male-female divide. Grow up, says that texter.
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah, if she brings it up to him, though, then it's... Like, yeah, it's almost like, kind of, you're not being a real man.
I get that. I do think that is bad. But I think if she puts it in the context of your one is still in, like, you know, St. Moctus Junior School, and she thinks the girls and the boys are separated out, and she wants to be in that world. And if he knows that it's a kind of a service for him to know how to react with somebody else.
I think it's really healthy that he's comfortable talking with the girls and hanging out with the girls.
Sure.
If he had more men like that, it'd be a better world.
We would.
That group is already a girls' night out. They just bring partners who aren't even naturally friends and dump them on each other. Yeah.
I thought
Gavin.
He was going to say, they just bring partners to pay for the drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
he's been there. Where
he's been there.
What?
Probably there might be a little bit of that as well. Yeah. I never know. Yeah, no, I've seen, now this, like, I have seen that happen.
Yeah,
it's the strangest thing. And it's also kind of
weird.
Rude.
It is weird.
And that
awful.
There's the, like, who are the actual friend groups, and then the partners are just like, we're just going to ignore you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they've all brought their kind of their support animals
their
to
dogs.
The bar,
yeah,
and
exactly.
They're tying them
they've
outside.
Tied them all up. Yeah.
And they're putting them all outside with a few bowls of water,
I
and
like
they're coming
that
in to have a good
That's
ale.
Exactly what it's like.
And it's like, God, get a grip.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have it both ways.
The dogs are all having a ball, though.
Yeah. Right, okay. Well, if you're outside right now having a nice, delicious bowl of water, I hope you enjoy it. Barbara and Declan, thank you very much as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.